appreciate you guys joining us for another episode of Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Tonight's going to be a little different. We got an interesting topic as far as my thought process goes. Definitely going to take a little different approach, I think, than what most people might in reference to this. It's not going to be a tirade or anything to that effect. We're just going to have a conversation. So I hope that you guys will indulge me in that, if you'd be so kind. But definitely appreciate you guys, all the love and all the support. Definitely want to give a shout out to, for those of you that are in the local Olean area, Olean, New York area, to, Ezra Johnson and Vernon Robinson coming up, and give them a shout out and support for their bid for aldermen in their respective wards, Ward 4 and Ward 6 here in Olean. Definitely want to shout that support out and encourage you guys to get behind them as well, with the things that they're doing and wanting to make a difference here in the city. I want to encourage you guys, regardless of where you're at, if you're here in Olean, New York, or, your respective cities, wherever you're at, I want to encourage you to get involved in what's happening in your community. Get involved in local politics. Get involved in what is going on in your city and make the changes. Be the change. Be that catalyst, for lack of better words. To really get behind things and help things move and help things get moving in a direction, in a positive direction. There's a lot of areas and a lot of things in a lot of different places that need pushed forward, and they really just need people to make that happen. And a lot of times that's what's slowing it down. And so, but those of you that are joining and coming in, please, like, share, invite somebody in, join us for the conversation tonight. As always, we want to give a shout out to Living Beauty Florals down there in, down there in Jacksonville, Florida, especially with Easter coming up this weekend. Go ahead and hit your girl up down there, Chanel Lee. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram. She'll definitely get you right as far as the floral arrangements are. Mickey, how are you tonight, sir? Definitely appreciate you coming in and joining us. But we are going to jump in tonight. Like I said, definitely want to show that support again for, Ezra and Vernon and their respective bids in their respective wards here in Olean and doing some big things and what they want to do and hopefully want to get behind them as well. And then for those of you that don't know, myself running for mayor here in Olean. So got some exciting things coming up and going to be sharing some more details here in the next couple days as far as that's concerned as well. So that's pretty exciting. Myself wanting to make some changes and do some things for the people, definitely. But we're going to take a minute tonight. We're going to talk about the topic. If those of you guys that saw it, I don't know if you did or not, but basically asking the question, are we wise or are we woke? Because honestly, I think we've hit a transition to where those are kind of becoming two different things. And of course, tonight's going to be some opinion, obviously, you don't have to agree with me by any stretch of the imagination, definitely want to engage and want to have that conversation with you. I think that's one thing that makes us great as a people, is being able to come together with different ideas, different perspectives, different experiences, and it's what helps us grow. And hopefully we can become better. And that's the whole thing behind Reflections, behind the title of the podcast. I believe a mirror essentially has three purposes. It shows you who you were, who you are, and helps you become who it is you want to be, right? If you're getting ready to go out somewhere, you're getting ready for that date, you're getting ready for that interview, you stand in front of the mirror and try to get yourself looking right. And so that's what we try to do here. We try to take a look at that reflection, try to face the man in the mirror and see if we can't become better than what it is that we started the day as. So, in taking that aspect, we're going to talk about a couple different things. So one of the things that I want to talk about specifically, and those of you guys that know me and know anything about my background, obviously my faith is a huge part of what it is that I do. Coming up in the church, being a minister in the church, is one of the big things that I approach aspects and areas of my life. But I view things a little differently than a lot of other pastors or preachers might. And I take a little different perspective sometimes. And sometimes that's beneficial for me. And sometimes, it gets me tossed out of some circles sometimes. But with that being said, you know, I want to take a minute. We talk about being wise or being woke, right? And we've got this whole mentality, this whole culture about, oh, well, I'm woke. Well, some of us are so woke that we're really still sleeping. We're just woke in our dreams because we're not really understanding what it is that we're doing. We've become such a group of people, specifically in the church. I'm going to talk just for a minute, if you allow me to, specifically to the church, right? The Christian church, because that's my background. That's my faith. That's what I come out of. So based on my experience and my knowledge, I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to speak to that specifically. And so we have a situation, right? In the church, especially within the conservative church, as of late, with over the course of the last couple years, where we have become inundated with an ideology as opposed to what it truly should be. We've become caught up with more or less dogma than we have theology, unfortunately. And we have moved beyond what scripture is truly supposed to be, and we've turned it into a agenda that is more self-serving, unfortunately. And the church has become its own worst enemy, unfortunately, in a lot of aspects, in a lot of ways. So recently, this last week, we have these legislations that get passed down in Georgia in reference to voting, right? One of the big ones that people have been paying attention to or that have been talking about is the fact that, you know, it's now illegal to hand somebody a bottle of water while they're waiting in line to vote. Now, here's a couple things. First of all, if I'm waiting in line for several hours, there's an issue. Right? There's a huge issue there, but people are doing it. Why? Because they want to see things change. So they stand and they wait and they deal with the long hours and they deal with the long lines. And so you give them a bottle, you know, they may be offered a bottle of water by somebody, right? Now, using that logic, we're going to talk about, you know, oh, well, we want to overhaul the voting process and we want to pass legislation because we want to make sure that we're preventing voter fraud, right? That's the excuse, the mentality. Somebody explain to me, please, because I've yet to hear the logic behind how giving someone a bottle of water does anything in reference to voter fraud. It doesn't. Yet, these churches who are behind this particular party, they show their support to this Republican Party, right? They get behind it, and they're all for it, 110%. But yet they turn around and they want to feed the public. They want to feed the poor. They want to help those in need. And I'm all for helping those in need, right? But I don't understand where the disconnect is. Why is it okay for me to give somebody food and drink when it's beneficial to the agenda of the church, but when it's not beneficial to the agenda of my political party, now I can't give them a bottle of water? It's no longer about voting, it's about manipulating the situation. See, we have to become wise as opposed to woke. Like, there's this mentality in the church that we've skewed these different things, and we don't pay attention to what's truly happening and going on. Now, the bottle of water aspect is only one part of it. Again, we've got to become wise to what's going on, not just woke to the situation. Oh, well, they're attacking voter rights. You're 110% correct. It is an attack on voters' rights. It is an attack on disenfranchised individuals. 110%. I believe that. I believe it's a new Jim Crow. 110%. You can't convince me otherwise. You know, now absentee ballots, right? Now, let's say that I have a relative who physically can't drop off or get their absentee ballot in the mail, right? Well, now it's illegal for a third party to take that ballot and drop it off in that location, right? There's an issue with this. Like, it should not be more difficult to vote than it is to purchase a firearm. Yet in Georgia, it is. Yet we claim that we're woke, but we're not. Well, nor are we wise if we're allowing these things to take place, right? We sit back and we allow these things to happen and we attempt to fight them. But like we were talking on House Call last week, we have different groups pulling at different strings at different times instead of all of us coming together and pulling that string all at the same time. So here we have the church that has ultimately become its own worst enemy. right? We claim that we love people, but we essentially stand on a platform of hate. Because if you don't believe what I believe, if you don't think how I think, if you don't stand for what I stand for, if you don't operate the way I operate, if you don't worship the way I worship, then you're wrong. And you're, you know, if you're not a Christian, then you're wrong. And if you're not a Republican, then you can't be a Christian. And then if you can't be a Christian, then I can't side with you, and I can't this and I can't that. And that's not what Scripture's about at all. Scripture's not about manipulation. Scripture's not about forcing people to do anything. It's your relationship with God is just that. It's your relationship with God. It's not my job to dictate what you do before God. That's your decision. That's your walk. That's your step, right? And we don't live in a theocracy. Yet we have an entire political party that has convinced, or I should say we have, you know, conservative evangelicals that have convinced themselves and entire groups of people that if you're not a Republican, that you're going to hell. And that's just not, that mindset is just foolish. It's mind-blowing that people even get caught up in that foolishness, you know. Or that if you're not a Republican, and if you're not a conservative evangelical, that you don't love your country, that you're not patriotic. And again, that's just an asinine thought process. It's pure ignorance to even think that way. Now, I remember I was in the Army, and I was stationed at Fort Stewart when the events of September 11th took place. And all over Hinesville, Georgia, there were individuals of Arab descent. There were families from India that owned businesses, hotels, restaurants, etc., around that area, around Hinesville, around Fort Stewart, etc. And they would have to, you know, they printed up these little things, you know, God Bless America signs and all this stuff to put up in their businesses because of how people were treating them. Because just because they were, you know, a Muslim, that, you know, they had to be the enemy. They couldn't be patriotic. They couldn't love this country. They couldn't, you know, and that thought process is just absolutely ignorant that you could think that. Because somebody doesn't think the way you think, vote the way you vote, worship the way you worship, that they don't love this country, that they don't love people, that they don't want what's best for this country. We've got to become wise and not just woke. We got to do more than just throw around little cliches and fancy little sayings. And I don't care if you're in the church, out of the church, go to church, don't go to church, believe, don't believe, you know, clever little cliches and little slogans, they only go so far. You have to actually put your hand to the plow. You got to be willing to do the work. You've got to be willing to call right, right, wrong, wrong, period. End of discussion. You know, just because somebody doesn't look like you, sound like you, talk like you, think like you, believe like you, doesn't mean that they're the enemy. Doesn't mean that they're a terrible person. Just because that they're of Arab descent does not mean that they're a terrorist and that they don't love this country. Just because they're a Democrat doesn't mean that they're trying to destroy this country from the inside. And, oh, they're just trying to give everything over to China. Like, I have a peer that I went to Bible college with, I saw the other night, and he shared some post from another representative or senator, I forget, and it said something to the effect of, oh, well, I found in the records that for well over a year we've been giving aid to China, you know, and something to that effect, like it was an attack on the Biden administration. And I'm like, bruh, like, you realize that if that's the case, it would have been an attack on the Trump administration, which is who you essentially worship. Like, get your head out of your fourth point of contact and pay attention to what you're doing. You know, we have a situation now, again, I'm going to go back to this woke wise thing, right? So the situation at the border, right, with the children and the families being separated and the living conditions, just because Biden is in office now, that situation didn't just magically go away. So to act as if it's no longer a situation is just as wrong as when it was happening during Trump's administration, right? It's still an issue. It still needs fixed. it still needs to get handled. So you can't stop acting, or, you know, all of a sudden act like it's not there just because Trump's no longer in office, right? It's just as wrong now as it was then, so you have to address it. But it's just as wrong for people that are coming out of the woodwork that didn't care about it before, that now all of a sudden are pretending to care about it just because they're trying to attack the current administration. Like, that mentality is neither wise nor woke. That is a huge negative at all. Like, the terrible thing that we do in this country is, instead of just trying to come together and work together for something positive, for positive change, whether it be from a political standpoint or just to make things right for people, to put people in a better situation, we try to capitalize on circumstances and situations to fit and push our own agendas. And it's a huge negative. Like, nobody wins from that. It's this constant cycle of tit for tat, and it doesn't produce anything positive whatsoever. It doesn't. You know, one of the things that I've talked about over the course of the last couple of weeks, especially since I made the decision that I was going to run for mayor, is the fact that, you know what, my idea might not be the best idea. You know, I understand that the best idea might come from somebody else in the room, from somebody else in the community, and they might not vote the way I vote. They might not sound the way I sound. They might not think the way I think, and that is okay. If it's what's best for the people, that's what's best for the people. End of discussion. And that's how we need to operate. You know, Joanne says, the saddest part of this is that so many people are willing to make stereotype assumptions about people that they've never met, and will never give them any opportunity to show themselves to be the opposite of the misconceptions. Exactly. We do. We tend to, in this country, we shut them down. And based on something that we heard before, or whatever the case may be, or what we think, or what we thought, or what we heard, or what we were taught, and all that foolishness, and we shut down giving somebody an opportunity to truly be who they are and let the character of the individual speak. And Mickey says, Taoism, Buddhism, and Hinduism writings encourage and uplift anyone on the spiritual path, as they hold the path as the highest importance. Quite different from their Western monotheistic counterparts. Very cool. Would love to see more spiritual diversity in the USA. You know, and I believe what I believe, right? My faith is my faith, and I hold strong to my faith. And I don't believe in wavering from my faith. But I don't knock somebody else for not believing what I believe. I believe that at the end of the day, in order for me to reach people, in order for me to, quote unquote, minister to people, I have to establish a relationship with them. Well, I can't establish a relationship with an individual if I don't approach them with wisdom, if I don't respect how they think, respect what they believe, give them an opportunity to share their experiences and their beliefs with me. You know, the beautiful thing about this country is we don't have to think the same way. We don't have to believe the same way. We don't have to believe that the same thing is right, you know, at all. We don't. And that's okay for us to have those differences. You know, at the end of the day, a person's lifestyle might be diametrically opposed to what I believe, right? I know I might not believe, or based on my faith, I might not believe that a particular lifestyle is the right lifestyle, right? Like, I might not agree with that lifestyle, but that doesn't change their character. That doesn't change them as a person. That doesn't change their value. That doesn't change what they offer. That doesn't change their abilities. That doesn't make them less than a person. It doesn't make them more than a person. They're no different than what I am. They just live and believe differently. And I refuse to treat somebody differently just because they don't live how I live or think how I think. And I think that's the difference between this whole woke and wise thing, right? We can be woke and still approach things with wisdom. And so now we have the situation as well going on currently with Derek Chauvin, right? And so many people are talking about, oh, it's the George Floyd trial. And no, it's not the George Floyd trial. George Floyd isn't on trial. He was the one that was lynched in the street. He was the one that was murdered by that officer in the street. And but the way that it is portrayed and flipped, and we're going to try to make him the bad guy and this, and it's foolish. You have to pay attention to the process and what's going on and how things are portrayed and how things are thrown out there and how the narrative is spun in order for the result that people are looking for. He says, for the sake of eliminating misunderstandings, diversity is so key. The more cultured we are, the more wisdom we can gain from each other. Then the tribal mentality goes away, and that's the day the church reclaims its prestige. You know, I agree. I think that one thing specifically, Mickey, with the church, and this is one thing that I believe personally with the church, is that the church has impact where it has relationship. And I can't have relationship if I'm constantly bashing you about how you live. So I truly believe. So number one, when I look at scripture, when I study out scripture, there's nothing in scripture that is forced, right? There's nothing in scripture that's forced. There's nothing about Christianity for me. And when I study the Bible, when I study out scripture, there's nothing that is making me force you into Christianity. So let's say I try to somehow turn this country into a theocracy, right? I try to pass all this legislation that is centered and circled around Christianity and it's faith-based thought process and this dogmatic approach, and I pass all these types of things, right? So now I'm forcing you into a lifestyle based upon that legislation, right? I'm forcing you into this theocracy, and I'm forcing you to walk out this Christianity. Well, based on my faith, right, you're ultimately, you know, when you stand in judgment, when you stand before your maker, it's that personal relationship. Well, if it was forced and it was never a personal decision, then you're back at square one, whether I forced you into it or not, because the decision was never really yours. It was never really made. So I didn't really help you any. And so if I'm not expressing these things and giving these opportunities through love and through relationship and because I sincerely care, and I'm just trying to force you to live how I live because that's what makes me comfortable, well, then I'm doing it for all the wrong reasons, and now I've tainted my own faith. That's how I feel. That's my personal opinion. And I feel that those approaches are vastly negative, and it has caused individuals to have a very negative view of the church, honestly, and it's caused the church to again become its own worst enemy. And unfortunately, the church has become so caught up with this political ideology over the course of the last 5 to 10 years, that it's lost sight of what it is that it's really supposed to be doing. I mean, if you really look at a lot of aspects of Christianity, a lot of aspects in scripture and things that Christ taught and Jesus, you know, that Jesus taught, there's a lot of socialistic aspects in there if you really want to break it down. Joanne said the only right approach is to others is to recognize that we all have the same basic needs for this thing we call life. No, exactly. And then Mickey, the bridge that has been built already, we have to open the border policy between religion and society and not more toll booths, if that makes sense. No, exactly. And this whole check the box thing needs to stop. We need to start accepting people for who they are and where they're at in life and be able to work together. You know, just because I believe what I believe does not mean that I can't work. Like one of the guys that's on house call Thursday nights, Dex, I've known him since 2001 when I hit Fort Stewart. And you know, when he and I met, you know, we come from different backgrounds, yet similar backgrounds. We had a lot of things in common, a lot of things that are different. You know, I'm a Christian, he's a Muslim, and yet we still are like peas in a pod, really. I mean, for a lack of better words, I know that sounds kind of corny, but I mean, you know, he and I can put our hand to the same plow and get things done. Just because we have that difference in faith doesn't mean that we're not on the same page when it comes to what's right as far as where it comes to people and justice is concerned. Right's right and wrong's wrong. Steve says, oh, he's responding to Mickey. But, you know, it can get better. Mickey, it definitely can, and it needs to, and that's where we need to not just be woke, but become wise. we need to understand. So again, like I put a post up earlier today about, you know, just as a reminder, George Floyd isn't on trial. And, you know, a couple people are like, well, why would we think, you know, that he was and never thought that he was? And the reason that I put that up is because, you know, here George Floyd's past is being brought up, and you know, his past, and drugs and this and that. And, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of his, if what an individual's past is, a police officer is not judge, jury, and executioner. He's just not. You know, that's not the purpose of law enforcement. And, you know, we sometimes in our society, not sometimes, but often, we paint this narrative that puts the law enforcement officer in such a way that they can do no wrong, and that they're always in the right, and they got to make split second decisions. And you know, listen, I've made split second decisions when I was in combat and when I was in Iraq, and I was held to a higher standard than most of our police officers are with our own citizens. You know, so there's a disconnect there. And so we have to make this transition from being woke to being wise. We have to become wise in the way that we approach things and handle things. And we have to start understanding, like, we have to strive to do what's right. We have to strive to do the right thing. Not the right thing for people who sound like us, who think like us, who look like us, who believe like us, who vote like us. No, we have to start doing what's right for people, period. And we have to strive for that. And we have to push for change. I was encouraged today. I read an article out in Ohio. I forget. I don't know if it was Columbus or if it was another city out in Ohio. But the mayor released the 9 names of the individuals that are going to sit on the civilian review board in reference to their police reform that's taking place. You know, so that was encouraging to read as somebody that lived out in Columbus, Ohio for a few years. And, you know, that, you know, definitely touched me. And hearing the different cities that are doing different things to try to make changes for the community and make changes for the better, you know, and we have to be careful that we don't get caught up in political agendas. We have to be very careful that just because a change happens, right, just because Trump's administration is out and Biden's administration's in, there's still the situation at the border where families are still being separated. That still needs to be taken care of. We can't forget that that's there. You know, we can't forget the fact, you know, there was an interview, and I'll try to find it and share it. But there was an Asian American veteran, and he's a committee member, a council member for a city in Ohio. And this last week, he was speaking, and he had been challenged about whether or not he was loyal to this country and patriotic, and you know, because of how he looks and sounds. He, you know, he speaks with an accent, and he had stood up in the middle of the assembly and the committee meeting, and he pulled up his shirt, and he had scars on his chest from his time, his 20 years serving in the military, and some things that had taken place, and he was like, "Is this patriotic enough?" And I find it funny sometimes, and I don't say funny in a ha-ha way, but in a unfortunately ironic way, that several of the individuals that challenge an individual's loyalty and love for this country, and whether or not they are a patriot of this country, are individuals that have never served this country a day in their life. They're individuals that have never done anything outside of themselves a day in their life. And we have individuals that have served this country that weren't born here, immigrants that have come over and come into this country from various other countries. They didn't serve in a Chinese army. They didn't serve in a Russian army. They didn't serve in a, you know, whatever other country. They came here into the U.S. and they served in the U.S. Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, and they served with honor. They served with distinction, and they proved their love and their loyalty and their patriotism for this country, which is more than what several people who challenge their love of this country have ever done. And, you know, it is something that is unfortunate. You know, many individuals who go through the process to become citizens, to get their citizenship here in the country, they know more about this country than natural-born citizens ever will. And they have more pride in this country than natural-born citizens ever will, oftentimes. And, you know, it's unfortunate that they're treated with disdain. And it's something that has to stop. It just has to. We have to become wise in the way we approach people. We have to become wise in the way that we understand. Take the time to understand people. Listen, your experiences shape you. My experiences shape me. But I can learn so much from your experiences because you've been through things that I haven't been. You were taught things I haven't been. You've been exposed to things I haven't been. I would be foolish not to take the opportunity to learn from you, to glean from you, regardless of your faith, regardless of where you come from, regardless of the color of your skin. We have to get past this. You know, we're not better than somebody else because of how we look or sound or vote. We're not. We don't have all the answers. Just because you vote differently than me doesn't make you better than me, doesn't make you less than me. You know, and if I can sit here, especially, and I'm going to talk to the preachers for a minute, right? If as a preacher you can stand behind your pulpit or hit Facebook and you can demean everyone that doesn't believe how you believe and think how you believe, you're killing your testimony. Because that's not Christ. That's not the love of Christ. I'm sorry. You know, and so this little Nas X thing, right, with his little Satan shoes, I sat back and I watched all these evangelicals and conservative Christians and peers from my Bible college take the Facebook and just go nuts and attack it, right? Listen. Do I support it? Nah, I don't support it. I ain't trying. I'm not gonna buy a pair. Wasn't gonna buy a pair. Wasn't trying to watch the video, share the video, none of that. Wasn't my thing, right? But I also understood that it was a partnership between him and a streetwear company. And here I'm watching all these evangelicals, all these preachers attack Nike. Right? Oh, Nike's got responsibility. We're never buying another pair of Nikes again. Nike knew what was going on. Nike's this, Nike's that. And they don't have the whole story. They think they're woke. And they're not woke or wise. They just attack off of emotion. You know, and we do this all the time, right? We in America, we do this so often. We respond emotionally to so many things. Right? If we don't get our way, we attack. Right? We don't get our way, we storm the Capitol. Right? We storm the Capitol and try to paint a picture like, oh, it's a bunch of patriots. Nah, it wasn't a bunch of patriots. It's a bunch of clowns. Bunch of domestic terrorists throwing a temper tantrum. But they came out and they were attacking all this stuff, right? And then Nike comes out and says, nah, we didn't have nothing to do with that. That was a partnership between him and this other company. And if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not going to speak out of turn because I don't know all the details, but I believe Nike filed a lawsuit of some type in reference to that whole situation. You know, but here you have a situation where they're, you know, attacking and you know, responding emotionally without having any information. You know, it blows my mind. I really don't get it. You know, Joanne says it's only going to get better if people are willing to accept reality that people are different for many reasons. Those who are trying to force others to conform themselves with the opinions of others and their claim of religion's affiliations needing to recognize their ignorance of their actions as it greatly affects themselves as well as others. Jesus Christ, where'd he go? Jesus Christ did not come to preach divisions in humanity. Correct. Mickey says, do you think there will come a day when Rome and Mecca both learn to desegregate and integrate on the same level as the rest of society? It's not a binary world. I think the idea of wanting to be woke is to break free from the obvious shackles that keep us from living as our best selves. And then Steve says, do you think wisdom can bring understanding and unity, and perhaps the term woke, though incorporating some wisdom, can and has brought some disunity? So I think, to kind of combine, you know, what Mickey and Steve was just saying about being woke, I think woke has, it is a response to, you know, kind of break out of the norm and what is holding people back, or what people perceive to hold them back. And yes, I think that for some, and in some ways, in some fashions, it has kind of brought some disunity, but I think that's because of a misunderstanding in the whole being woke. Some people use that as a catchphrase and as a hot button, not really understanding it. I don't think you can truly be, in my opinion, and this is why I chose the title, are we wise or woke, or woke or wise? I don't think you can truly be woke without being wise. It's through wisdom that we become woke, in my opinion. And it, again, like I said at the beginning, this is primarily opinion. This isn't like I'm not rattling off a bunch of stats and facts and, you know, anything to that effect. This is just based on my experience. But when you become woke, when you awake to something, right, when you're exposed and you learn new information, you gain new knowledge and you gain a new experience, nobody can take that experience away from you, right? A man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. Right? You can't tell me what is not if I already have experienced what is. Or you can't tell me what is if I've already experienced what is not. So here we have that experience that comes into play. So there's a level of woke that I walk into. Now it's with wisdom that becomes tempered, right? And that I can now walk into a level of unity. Do I think that Rome and Mecca will learn to desegregate? You know, honestly, I don't really think so. When I look at, to simplify, Rome and Mecca, you go all the way back to Abraham and with Isaac and Ishmael, right? Essentially, you have two kids fighting over a Tonka truck, right? Or fighting over this blessing, when really the understanding needs to be both lines, both kids, both lineages are blessed. Each lineage has its blessing. Each lineage has its purpose. And I think that's one thing that's missed oftentimes. And so I think, I don't think that it'll ever kind of merge, if that was, you know, if that's kind of what you were asking, Mickey. I personally don't think so. I think maybe, you know, it's, you're just gonna fight over a Tonka truck and each one's gonna have to get its own Tonka truck. But I do think that you can coexist. And I think that's what we have to do a better job of doing. We have to do a much better job of playing together in the sandbox. And we don't. We criticize what each person's doing in the sandbox, and we want them to play our game, and we want this part of the sandbox, and stay over there, and don't bring your cars over here, and you know, oh well, if your cars don't look like this, and if you don't build the sandcastle like this, then you can't play in here, and all that foolishness. And we've got to stop that. We have to approach it much differently and understand that, you know what, your sandcastle, you might not build your castle the way I build my castle, and I might be the king of my castle, but you might be able to make a much better castle for me to be king of, if that makes sense. So I think that we have to begin to utilize the strengths of the people around us, and those strengths are rooted in our diversity. And I think that's very true about the city of Olean, and that's one of the things that I've been focusing on as well, is that in order for our city, specifically for Olean, to grow, to get better, to progress, to prosper, we have to utilize the differences and that we have, and the resources that we have. And when I say resources, I'm talking about the strength of the diversity that we have within the city, and the ideas and the talent and the passion that we have within the city, not just the legacy that's already there or that's already been there, but the new fresh wine, essentially, that's waiting to be poured. And you know, Joanne says, my understanding of the term woke is a misreading and another way to sow deeper divisions. It can be. It can be. And it doesn't need to be, but oftentimes it turns into that, Joanne, sometimes. And I don't believe it needs to be. I believe that it can simply be a new understanding or a new realization, or, you know, stepping into that newness, breaking free from the old. You can use it a lot of different ways, but it can be a hindrance. You can essentially think that you're so woke, you know, and really you're still dreaming. I don't know if anybody's ever had a dream that's been so real. You know, you really thought you were up and awake, but really you were sound asleep in that dream. I know I've had them. And so, for some people that are walking around thinking that they're woke, they're still walking around in dreamland. And so we have to start to temper it with wisdom, in my opinion. And I think that we can. And I think that if we learn that, you know what, you're not always the smartest person in the room. I know I'm not. I would love to think that I am, but the reality is I'm not. You know, I'm not the smartest person in the room. Most of the time, I'm not the smartest person in the room. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I have no problem if somebody else has a better idea, a better solution, a better thought than mine. I have no problem using it. Like, let's go for it. Let's try it. Let's make it happen. Mickey says, I think being wise and being woke are walking the same path. Path to refinement, spiritually, intellectualism. I would condemn neither, because have you ever met a wise person who was satisfied with his knowledge? I haven't. It's not a title, it's a lifestyle. Exactly. I think that they can be very much so positive. You know, I think there is a danger that you can essentially slip into a level of arrogance if you're not careful. Again, thinking that you're always the smartest person in the room, you know, and that can kind of close you off and prevent you from allowing the interaction or allowing the exposure to new things and new ideas and new thoughts. And I think sometimes that tends to happen. We talked about this last week a little bit on House Call, is that some people they've gone through a process, they've reached a certain age, they've had a certain amount of experiences, and they really don't think there's anything else past that. So they don't allow themselves much exposure to anything new. And they don't accept anything new because they fail to understand it. And so I think that you can be woke, you can be wise, you can look at it as a positive. And even if maybe the process didn't start from a positive perspective or a positive place, you can turn it into a positive place. If that makes sense. You know I don't ever pretend to have all the answers, especially when I come on here and I share my thoughts. That's simply what they are. They're my thoughts, and I appreciate engaging with you guys and the things that you guys bring to the table. You know, I've always enjoyed potlucks, most of the time, as long as I know who's cooking. Because if I don't know much about you, I might not eat your food, just cause I don't know how clean you are. But you know, from an information standpoint, I enjoy informational potlucks because, it does give me a different perspective. You know, it's always interesting to look at things through somebody else's viewpoint, because you can have that aha moment and, oh man, I didn't think of it like that. And, oh, that's interesting. And maybe that is, you know, I might've only thought the only way to get to 10 is 5 plus 5, but you're over here talking about 9 plus 1 or 3 plus 7 or 2 times 5 or, you know, 15 minus 5, and, you know, all these different avenues of approach. And now I have so many different ways to look at it, and there's so much to enjoy. You know, so I definitely appreciate that. And I think that in that is how we become woke and operate and walk in wisdom and address people in wisdom. I think that we can operate very much so. You know, it is all, it's kind of one in the same, kind of, you know, can't have one without the other, I guess. You know, through wisdom, you become woke. And as you become woke, you operate in wisdom. You know, I guess you can say it that way. So, but you guys, I definitely appreciate it. You know, I don't have too much more, to say in reference to it. I just wanted to kind of share my thoughts tonight in reference to that, but definitely appreciate it. And I appreciate your guys' time. You know, if you can share it, like it, definitely appreciate that. Definitely want to encourage you guys again to get involved in your local communities. Definitely need to stomp out and push out the hate, that seems to be saturating so many communities as of late. And, and really get involved with people and with your communities for real change for people. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are looking for something different, something to believe in again, as far as their cities are concerned. And we definitely want, I know I want to be a part of something like that. I hope you do as well. So I want to encourage you to get involved there as well. So definitely there. Appreciate that. For those of you that can, tomorrow night at 7:30, tune into House Call, the panel. We're going to continue our discussion from last week, talking about unpacking hate and racism and those different things. Kind of going to continue that conversation as well. So hopefully you can tune in there as well. But thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. And again, message us with any thoughts, concerns, ideas for future shows you might want to have. Definitely want your guys' feedback and input. We are looking to put together some other shows in the future, and definitely want to get you guys involved, specifically in the Olean area. We're looking at doing a show specifically for like local politics, locally here in Olean and state, county and state level as well. Looking at doing that maybe like twice a month. So if anyone's interested in getting involved, please send us a message. Definitely would like that. Like you to get involved in that as well. And Mickey, anti-hate, really, I think we can definitely throw something together and make something happen. We can get something scheduled and planned so it makes some impact and not just thrown together. Definitely, again, you guys, appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate all the love on the podcast. We reach a lot of people both through Facebook and through the audio platforms. I mean, you can catch us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, pretty much any platform you can catch a podcast on, you can catch our podcast on. So we definitely appreciate it. But tune in tomorrow night at 7:30 for House Call and join the conversation then. And again, we'll catch you guys next week. Same time. So until then, y'all pray for me. I'll pray for you. And we'll catch you next time on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey.